The moon is appointed for moeds. The moon is appointed to reveal the dates on God's calendar.
From the beginning of time, man has used planets and stars to identify our timetable of Earth. Join Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim as they study how the Bible reveals God's signs and seasons. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy Brim is here. She's telling us some great things. You're going to like it. Welcome, Billy.
Well, praise the Lord, Glo. Now we get to the crux of the matter.
All right, let's do it.
Now we get to the signs that are about upon us. And why Brother John Hagee wrote his book, The Four Blood Moons. We're going to look and see what they are. And we had to understand the calendar before it would make any sense to us. So in the last few days, and I know that you can go on archives and you can watch them. Mm-hmm. And you can catch up so that you can understand the calendars. Let's say this is the first day that you've tuned in. And so that I want to begin today with Genesis 1, 14 and 15. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs. Now, what lights is he talking about? Let's look at verse 15. No, 16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, that would be the sun, the lesser light to rule the night, that would be the moon. He made the stars also. So the sun, the moon, and the stars are for signs, go back up to verse 14, and for seasons. We've gone into an in-depth study of that word in the Hebrew, which is moed, the circle dates on God's calendar. The sun, the moon and the stars are for what God is doing. They mark time and they mark the moeds. In fact, Psalm 104:19 says, God made the moon for, King James says seasons, but the word is moed. I remember the day I discovered that I was reading my Bible that has, you know, English on one side and Hebrew on the other. And I saw that the moon is appointed for moeds. The moon is appointed to reveal the dates on God's calendar.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the first time that I became aware of these eclipses that are coming and what they mean, before I heard Brother Hagee on it, someone told me, watch J.R. Church, a certain television broadcast he did. So I did. J.R. Church was a pastor in Oklahoma City. He's gone to heaven now. And often he would be teaching on prophetic things. And he had on there Pastor Mark Biltz, B-I-L-T-Z, from the Northwest. And Pastor Mark Biltz had discovered something about eclipses. And so this is 2008, and this is when I first became aware of it. And he was reading these scriptures himself at home. And Luke 21, 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. Remember? Genesis 1, 14. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars for signs. And for moeds.
Yeah.
And then this is coming at a time before the coming of the Son of Man in a cloud with great glory. Now, that, of course, won't be until he puts his feet down. So there are going to be signs. Hallelujah. When these things, Luke 21, 28, begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So something's going to happen in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And we're supposed to look up and see it and recognize what it is. So Mark Biltz, Pastor Mark Biltz, was thinking, huh? And he also read Joel 3, where God said, I will show wonders in the heavens Joel 2, verse 30, I will show wonders in the heavens. And Joel 2, 31, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. So the moon's going to be dark. Sun's going to be dark and the moon turned into blood. And then that was, of course, a prophecy from the Old Testament. And here's Peter preaching about it in Acts chapter 2, verse 19. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Acts 2:20, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. So Pastor Mark Biltz was telling on a J.R. Church's program that I was watching that he began to wonder, could this mean eclipses? So he went to the NASA website that keeps track of eclipses. Now, God, in creating the heavens and the earth, is so precise and he's so mathematical and he's so scientific that NASA can tell when they're coming. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Want to borrow my pen?
He's getting me one.
Oh, he's getting you one?
This looks awfully familiar.
That's your pen. I got it.
But that's okay.
Slicha, that's okay because we believe in forgiveness, right?
That's right. Yes.
So, God created the heavens, the earth, and science, real science, is not in any argument with God. So NASA can tell whenever any eclipses occurred and whenever they're going to...
Whenever they occurred in the past?
Yeah, in the past.
Wow.
And they can tell when they're going to occur again. Precisely. Because God meant them to be able to tell.
That's interesting.
He's going to put signs in the heavens and he's going to fix it so people can know. So he went online and he found something called tetrads. T-E-T-R-A-D. Now, we'll give you the definition of the eclipses and tetrads and then we'll tell you what he found about when they occur. If you hear blood moon, you might think, oh, that's some wild Pentecostal preacher made up that name. No, it was NASA. But NASA calls them blood red moon eclipses. A blood red moon eclipse is a total eclipse. There are partial eclipses, you know. But to be a blood red moon eclipse, it's got to be total.
Total.
Full, you know, the whole full moon is blocked out. Here's what a lunar total eclipse is. Earth's shadow blocks the sun's light, which otherwise reflects off the moon. When Earth's shadow completely covers the moon, the only color in the spectrum that's allowed through is red, and it appears to turn red.
Interesting.
So NASA named it the blood red moon.
Okay.
Now that's a.
Now, have you ever seen that?
Oh yes.
Have you?
I've seen lunar eclipses. I never have been brave enough to watch a solar eclipse, because to watch the solar eclipse, you have to have special equipment so you don't go blind.
Well, yeah.
But in a solar eclipse, the moon comes between the Earth and the Sun, and a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse, can only occur at the time of a new moon. And the new moon is the beginning of each month of God's calendar. God's calendar is a lunar calendar. So the first day of every month, Rosh Hashanah, is on a new moon, at a new moon. The first day of any month on a lunar calendar starts by a new moon. They used to have to go out and look at it and see when it came. So a solar eclipse, I think that's so interesting how God made this, can only take place at a new moon. Now there's one more term for you to get. Tetrad. T-E-T-R-A-D.
E-T-R-A-D.
Tetrad.
Tetrad.
Tetrad. A tetrad is four total lunar eclipses, which would be four blood moons, that consecutively occur during specific intervals of time. In other words, they're going to be consecutive, 4 blood moon eclipses, and they're going to come at distinct intervals of time. A tetrad is rare. A tetrad with a solar eclipse within its parameters is rarer. A tetrad linked to the moeds of God's calendar are the Jewish eclipses, the Jewish feasts. A tetrad linked to the moeds, God circles dates on his calendars, which are the Jewish feasts, is infinitesimally rare. It has only occurred 3 times in the past 500 years.
Wow.
Now, before we go back and look at them 3 times in 500 years when they have occurred on Passover and Tabernacles, and then Passover and Tabernacles. Passover, Tabernacles, Passover, Tabernacles. 4 in a row on those dates has occurred 3 times in 500 years. We're going to look at when they occurred. Three times in 500 years. But they are about to occur again. And in fact, they will start next month. April 4th, 2015, there will be a total lunar eclipse.
And then April 4th.
That is going to be Passover. And then the following Tabernacles, there will be another one. And the following 2015 Passover, there will be another one. And then Tabernacles after that, there will be another one. So something that has only occurred, something that has only occurred 3 times in 500 years is about to occur next month.
Wow.
Well, we're in February. It's going to occur in April. In the next few weeks.
To the mountains to watch it.
You know, they're not visible all over the world, but they're visible someplace in the world. And you can go on NASA's website and find out where they're visible. And it's a message to the world. So it occurs, they're occurring in different places, you know, for people to see. But the whole world will get to see at least one of them.
Interesting.
So they have occurred. They have occurred 3 times in 500 years. There was a tetrad in the years 1493 and 1494. Passover, April 1493, the Feast of Tabernacles, September 1493, full moon eclipse. Passover and Tabernacles, 1494, full moon eclipse. And in between them was a solar eclipse, and it happened to be on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. So it's so rare to have a tetrad. It's very rare to have a tetrad with a solar eclipse in the middle of it. And it's rarer, very, 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 very rare that you have it on the feast dates or the moeds.
Wow.
So what was happening in 1493 and 1494 that God lit up the heavens to say, this is something. All of these tetrads have happened at world-changing events. There was a world-changing event that happened in 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yes, that's right.
And these
was
tetrads.
There an eclipse?
There, in 1493 there was.
Yeah.
He sailed in August 1492 and sailed, and the Jews had to sail at the same time because it's the time of the Spanish Inquisition. Gloria, when I hear about anti-Semitism, it makes me cry. And when I hear about what all has been done to the Jews through history under the sign of the cross, I don't see how they can, and it's been hard for them. It's been hard for them to accept our friendship, you know, like we do through CUFI, Christians United for Israel, because the history with so-called Christians, because they did it under the sign of the cross, was terrible. There's a book that I don't want any of my Jewish friends to read, but I wish all my Christian friends would. And it's called The Foot of Pride by Malcolm Hay, H-A-Y, The Foot of Pride. And he goes over 1,900 years of history of horrendous things that have been done to the Jews by so-called Christendom. Now, they couldn't possibly be real Christians, because in the New Testament it says, 1 Corinthians 10:32, you know how we're always looking at that scripture to say that there are three groups of peoples, the Jews, the nations, and the church? Mm-hmm. But the first line of it is, give no one offense. Don't offend anyone. Don't offend the Jews. Mm-hmm. The offenses that have been against them for 1,900 years. And one of the prophets said, they're inexcusable. I have put together some scriptures. This one is called The Judgment of the Nations for How They Treat Israel. It's just a little book. But all nations are going to be judged for how they treated the Jews. And in one of these scriptures, it says, they said, oh, it's all right for us to do this. It's all right with the Lord that we do this. For after all, you know. And it sounds like those scriptures where it points out where people do something like, oh, we can do this because after all, they didn't go along with the plan. They're Christ killers or this, they're that. Jesus forgave them.
Yeah.
And he also forgave the Romans, who were the Gentiles in the place. And so it's not all right how they treated the Jews. God said in Jeremiah how he wanted them treated, and he wanted them treated well. So I put together that book, The Judgment of the Nations, and they're going to be judged. It's just scriptures. So a tetrad. They had one in 1493, 1494. What was happening at that time? Spanish Inquisition had gone on for 10 years. John Hagee does a good job of talking about it here in his book, how Ferdinand and Isabella, they pressured Pope Sixtus IV out of Rome to allow a monarchy-controlled Inquisition in Spain by threatening to withdraw military support at a time when the Turks were a peril to Rome. Their request was granted, and in 1483, the Dominican confessor of Queen Isabella was appointed Inquisitor General of Spain. His name was Tomás de Torquemada, one of the most evil men of all history. Through his villainous acts of torture, the Spanish Inquisition ultimately surpassed the previously medieval Inquisitions in scope, intensity, and atrocities. Horrible, put people on the rack, skin them alive. We don't have time to go into it, but you should get this book. You should also read that book, The Foot of Pride by Malcolm Hay. And so it ended with them kicking all the Jews out. And they gave them, you got to be out by August 1st. And in the same year, August 2nd was Tisha B'Av, the date that they were, the date that they lost both of their temples. And in the same year and the same day, Columbus sailed. And he sailed to what would later become America. John Hagee points out here that the Bible says if you curse Israel, you'll be cursed. The prosperity of Spain plummeted after the Jews were expelled and has never recovered. Huh. And then he talks about all the troubles that they're having in Spain right now. The expulsion of the Jews from Spain in 1492 was a world-changing moment. The mantle of prosperity was lifted from Spain and placed upon the shoulders of an infant nation that would become the United States of America. God Almighty used the four blood moons of 1493 and 94 as a heavenly billboard to mankind. So that tetrad from that date marked a world-changing event. Out of it, eventually, is going to come the United States and a shelter for the Jews until they get their homeland.
Praise God.
Now, there was not another tetrad until the Jews came home. From 1492 until 1949 and 50, there was no tetrad. that corresponded with the dates on God's calendar. The next time a tetrad, four blood moons with a solar, the next time that happened was in 1949 and 50 when the Jews came out.
Isn't that amazing?
In 1948, they were declared a nation. They came home just like God said they should come home. And I am so saddened at some of the things that are happening in churches today. They are declaring that other peoples have as much right to the land of Israel as the Jews. And that's simply not so. So I put together this book, God's Promises of the Land to Israel. It's just His promises, just scriptures where He says over and over and over and over, I gave it to them forever. I gave it to them forever. They were scattered from it, and He's gathering them back home. There was not another tetrad on the dates of the Jewish calendar until God, modern day Israel, was established in the land. There are some people that are saying, oh, Christians, supposedly, modern Israel has nothing to do with the promises of the Bible. That's replacement theology. And I wouldn't go to a church that said that.
No.
Because it does have something to do with it. And when they came home in 1948, we're going to talk more about it tomorrow. When they came home, He marked the heavens with a tetrad. The second one in 500 years.
That would be 19...
That 1949 and 50. And we're going to talk about that one tomorrow. And we're going to talk about the next one.
Thing, isn't it?
The 1967, they got back Jerusalem. He marked that with a tetrad. And now we're about to have another one.
Wow. That's big.
Something's going to change.
You don't want to miss tomorrow. Billy and I'll be right back.
Partnership is our way to deliver the Word personally to you. When you're a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you receive a personal letter from Kenneth Copeland himself every month.
I have made a commitment to God to write a letter to my partners every month as long as I'm on this earth or until Jesus comes, whichever comes first. In that letter, like I said, I don't write that letter to get my needs met. I write that letter to help you get your needs met.
I love that partner letter. I look forward to it every month. It's just like a rhema word from God when you get that letter.
From the beginning of time until today, God has placed signs, seasons, and cycles in motion to guide His people throughout the generations. God has everything under control. Understand His calendar for the last days and build your faith with the Signs of the Times package. Billy Brim's series, God's Calendar and Upcoming Eclipses, reveals Israel as the timekeeper of prophecy. Discover the importance of God's appointed times and seasons. Find out where the Jews, the church, and the nations fit on His calendar. Learn the importance of the seven-year biblical cycle. See how Scripture, science, and history align in John Hagee's book, Four Blood Moons. Find out why NASA labeled the eclipses blood moons and what is about to happen that will change everything. Be expectant. Jesus is coming soon, and God has a message for you in the Signs of the Times. Be sure to order the Sign of the Times package for only $29.99 at a savings of 25%. Bring clarity to your study of end time events and understand God's timetable with Billy Brim's teaching on CD or DVD entitled God's Calendar and Upcoming Eclipses, plus John Hagee's book Four Blood Moons. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 for an additional 10% off. Order your package online.
We have a great product that you're going to want about all this, and you and I'll need to listen to it several times. The Signs of the Time package.
Yes. And I'm so glad that Brother Hagee put this book together, because it's something you can look at, hold in your hand, and for something you can see or hear. I did this, God's Calendar and Upcoming Eclipses, and you can get it on CDs or DVDs. And it's got graphics in both places. so that you can see and familiarize yourself with really what's coming up in April.
That's awesome.
Now, in any of these tetrads, it didn't happen exactly on that day, but it was in the time span.
But now this is happening in April.
Happening in April.
Okay. Glory to God. You don't want this.
Beginning.
The beginning of it. Thank you, Billy, for bringing that to us. So you want to be sure and get this package, and when you get it, don't just set it on the shelf. We need, you and me, we need to find out what Billy knows about this, if that's possible for us to know what Billy knows. She's so smart. But we'll
Gloria,
try.
I'm going to get you.
So you want to be sure and get that. God has it all figured out, that's
yes,
for sure.
He does, and
trust
we're
walking him. With him. We're obeying him. We're doing what he says. And we're going to be all right. Isn't that right, Billy?
Absolutely, and glorious,
amen.
To tell you the real truth.
Amen, amen. So keep working on your faith, building your faith on the Word, talking to the Lord, get things straight in your life, and order this package today. It'll help you. Father, I pray for all the people watching today. I pray for the healing of their body. Be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take your healing. It's been done for you. Jesus paid the price. He bore your sicknesses, carried your diseases. By His stripes, you were healed. Hallelujah.
Thank
Just
you,
say,
Lord.
I receive it, I take it,
I
and you begin
you
what you couldn't to do. You begin to do what you couldn't do before. Hallelujah. Thank God. And Billy's going to be back. She's going to show us some, keep talking to us until we get it. Glory to God. If you need prayer, we have people here praying 24 hours a day for you. Just give us a call. They know how to pray. They'll help you. And remember this,
Jesus
is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
There's nothing hard about faith. Faith is really easy. It's just simply believing what God's already said instead of what somebody else said. Fear believes what somebody else said. Faith believes what God's already said.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Branson Victory Campaign, February 27th to March 1st with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2014 Southwest Believers Convention, June 30th through July 5th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.